The night of the attack, I assumed the targets were locked in. The president, however, was still wondering about one commercial facility in Sudan owned by bin Laden. At the last possible minute, he pulled that target off the list because it had no military or offensive value to al-Qaeda. He left on the list a chemical plant in Shifa that the CIA had linked to al-Qaeda and to a unique chemical weapons compound that had been used as a prime ingredient in Iraqi nerve gas. In the northern Arabian Sea, U.S. destroyers were lining up, their missiles spinning in their launch tubes. Then, the first of 75 missiles were launched. Some circled until others were launched, and then they all flew together toward the Pakistani coast at 400 miles an hour. Almost 2 hours later, they would hit the al-Qaeda camps in Afghanistan. Other tomahawks were being fired from the Red Sea toward Shifa in Sudan. Reports differ concerning how close the cruise missile attack came to hitting the al-Qaeda leadership. Whatever the truth is, bin Laden was not killed in the raid. The American public's reaction to the U.S. retaliation over the next several days was about as adverse as we could have imagined. According to the media and many in Congress, Clinton had launched a military strike to divert attention from the Monica scandal. CIA Chief Tennant was probably making up the story of an al-Qaeda meeting because bin Laden was still alive. The Sudanese were to be believed that they had never made chemical weapons precursors at Shifa, or if they had, it was certainly just to kill weeds. The Defense Department had wasted valuable cruise missiles attacking huts and tents. And Clinton stopped the military from putting boots on the ground in Afghanistan and had insisted on the ineffectual cruise missiles. Real men use commandos. Our response to two deadly terrorist attacks was an attempt to wipe out al-Qaeda's leadership. Yet it quickly became grist for the right-wing talk radio mill and part of the Get Clinton campaign. That reaction made it more difficult to get approval for follow-up attacks on al-Qaeda, such as my later attempts to persuade the principals to forget about finding bin Laden and just bomb the training camps. What was particularly frustrating was that Clinton had pulled Joint Chiefs Chairman Hugh Shelton and me aside after the cabinet room meeting, saying to the former Special Forces commander, "Hugh, what I think would scare the shit out of these al-Qaeda guys more than any cruise missile would be the sight of U.S. commandos, ninja guys in black suits, jumping out of helicopters into their camps, spraying machine guns. Even if we don't get the big guys, it'll have a good effect." Shelton looked pained. He explained that the camps were a long way away from anywhere we could launch a helicopter raid. Nonetheless, America's top military officer agreed to, quote, "look into it," unquote.